commentator Andre Cădrescu lives in the world of ideas, and we often hear him on our program making poetic connections between politics and society. But he also lives in the world of backyards, neighbors, and trees.
The majestic old live oak in front of the house collapsed gracefully on the eve of April 30th and covered the entire street with its leafy limbs, each one the size of an average tree, bringing all life, as we know it, to a standstill. It had been raining for 3 days and 3 nights, and the giant had given up, careful not to damage our houses too much, and in this, given its size, it had succeeded admirably. The neighbor whose house the tree had also scratched is home to 2 children, Dylan and Claire, who only a few days before had come to me with a not unusual but, in retrospect, significant request. They wanted to climb the giant. This they did, and it was almost as if the tree had had this last wish to be climbed by Dylan and Claire. In any case, here we were, with all our neighbors, sharing sodas and sandwiches, and watching a heroic crew of tree cutters flying from ropes all over the dignified corpse of the giant, and carefully sawing and lifting branches with deft skill. My fellow tree-wounded neighbors fed and sheltered the crew when the rain got too heavy for an hour or so, and when the hole in my roof was finally revealed, it was neighbor Gary who climbed up there and put a tarp over it, a job that freaked me just looking up. Neighbors I had never seen came up with condolences and stories and offers of food and shelter. I had the feeling that this was all somehow the work of the fallen giant who, in giving up his vast body, had somehow released a lovely burst of fellowship and communal affection. Next step, planting a new tree on the spot and celebrating with a huge block party.
Andre Cădrescu's new novel is Wakefield. He lives in New Orleans.